on my self-confidence, cause I'm too hard on myself and it's obvious. I knew from the beginning that she's out of my league, but my mama says I'm handsome and my heart's on my sleeve. I got these tickets on pretty lights. It's really good for Friday night.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. Friday, the 17th of September, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, it's another show from home. We're doing a switchover with Cron Fused so that we don't bump into each other in the studio and inadvertently give ourselves the Rona. So this week, Cron Fused is live in the studio and we're doing it from home. Next week, we'll switch over. Cron Fused will be from home and Dave Radio will be live in the studio. How do you like them apples, huh? It's Vancouver's go-to guide for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So, hey, hi, how are you? How the heck are ya? Yes, indeedy doody, gotta love it. You'll have to love it. So, we're back at home. As I said, you know, let Cron Fused have the space, and then next week they'll let us have the space. It's a very nice arrangement. And we're still trying to figure out, you know, what works best. Is it working from home, or is it going into the studio? There's a different energy, a different vibe. I do like the idea of hanging out here at home. Just sitting in my favorite chair, got my mic in my face and my laptop in front of me, picking my tunes and just doing what I like. But there's also something to be said for that live experience of just flipping on the mic and knowing that at this very moment, tens of maybe even dozens of people are listening at that very moment. It's an experience that you have to live to understand. Anyway, we got what we've been doing here is just kind of going through the files. I've got music files in all kinds of places. I've got the computer at the station. I've got my laptop at home. I've got stuff in the cloud, OneDrive, Dropbox, every cloud you can imagine has got some of my music in it. So I'm trying to consolidate it and get it all back together. So I'm rediscovering some tunes that we've been playing over the last 10 years. I know we've only been doing the show for 7 years, but, you know, give me a break. Anyway, we're going to start out with the great Doug Andrew and the Circus in Flames. And this is a song called The Baptist.
Thank you. to set you free. Look out, here comes destiny. Time to be who we were meant to be. Relax and have a little fun. Some people who are feeling alright.
despite the mind, will always stand up tall. And through your mind curtain of oblivion, I will crawl. Just please keep playing those songs and keep the madness out and the loneliness far away. This life's a Cadillac, but there are some among us just not coming back. So may my tombstone stand shining to the night. The golden glow from the headlights of some people who are feeling alright. Thank you.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local, independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Presentation House Theater, in association with Serendipity Theater Collective, is presenting a staged reading of Driving Me Crazy by Linda Carson and Suzanne Ristic. Inspired by stories from three generations, Driving Me Crazy follows Liz, a grandmother fighting to keep her driver's license, her independence, and her voice in society. Liz is surrounded by her family, a son, daughter-in-law who are addicted to their cars, a granddaughter who is passionate about the environmental fight against oil-guzzling vehicles, and a grandson on his way to learn hard lessons about drinking and driving. That's a lot to pack into one show. It's going to be on stage at Presentation House September 25th and 26th, and the Sunday performance will also be live-streamed in real time. It's directed by Roy Surrett. It features Donna White, David Adams, Suzanne Ristic, Sarah Vickrook, and Joe Rose. Stage management by Giselle Clark-Treneman, and original music by the great Jay Brazeau. If you want to find out more, you can go to phtheater.org. And once again, that's Driving Me Crazy, and that's up September 25th and 26th.
Bye.
Have you heard about the Black Pledge? This is an open call for positive, lasting change in the arts across Canada that truly reflect the beautiful mosaic tapestry of our nation. The mission of the Black Pledge is to foster greater inclusion and awareness surrounding the needs of underserved communities in the arts, especially the Black community. They stand in solidarity with Indigenous people and other communities of color seeking equity while retaining their Black-centric advocacy. One of the theater companies in Vancouver that has signed up to the Black Pledge is New World Theater. They have made a commitment to signing the Black Pledge and including more and getting more Black artists involved in theater in Vancouver. And part of that commitment is a group of Black artists called the Black Pledge Collective, who are working to change the live performance industry. And they are hosting a Black artist Kiki on Zoom. They're calling for all Black Vancouver-based artists to join them for a check-in, a hi, an invite, to get to know everybody a little bit better. They'll share what the Black Pledge has been up to and then leave the floor open to hear about the joys and challenges of being a Black artist in Vancouver. It's all happening on October 14th, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And they'd like to remind you that the invitation is for folks of Black or African descent to attend. You can sign up and find out more details by going to newworldtheater.com. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. North Van Community Players is soon holding their auditions for Farce of Nature by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooten. It's directed by friend of the show, Mandana Namazi, and it's going to be happening in February at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. Actors should be comfortable with physical comedy and varying degrees of intimacy. This is a great ensemble play where characters hide, lie, disguise themselves, cross-dress, and slam doors, chasing one another while trying to evade the critters and hungry varmints outdoors. The auditions are by appointment only, September 23rd and 25th at Hendry Hall, which is 815 East 11th Street, North Vancouver. These are open auditions, but preference will be given to existing members, and they may ask you to make sure that you are vaccinated, and in addition, they will comply with all appropriate health guidelines as necessary to ensure everyone's safety. If you want to find out more, you can send an email to Liz Massil, and that's LizMassil, at hotmail.com. Western Canada Theatre in Kamloops is now accepting submissions for its spring production of The Wizard of Oz, directed by James MacDonald. The contract is April 18th to May 28th, and the auditions will be held via self-tape and then followed by in-person auditions at a later date. The submission deadline for self-tapes is Thursday, September 30th at 5 p.m., and they ask that you submit the following information to auditions@wctlive.ca. Make sure you put Wizard of Oz auditions on the subject line. Include your photo and resume as a single PDF file labeled with your full name, and make sure you tell them which role you would like to be auditioned for. Age ranges refer to the age of the character, not the actor, and actors of all genders and ethnicities will be considered for all roles in this production. If you want to check out the character breakdown or other details, you can find them at WCTLive, that's WCTLIVE.ca, and look for the auditions page under Contact Us. Theatre in the Country in Langley is producing Elf the Musical as their Christmas play, December 2nd to 18th. Their auditions are the 19th and 20th. of September, and that's going to be at 5708 Glover Road in Langley. You can get all the details at theaterinthecountry.com/auditions. This weekend, it's the auditions for Align Entertainment of Seussical the Musical, and that's going to be produced at the Michael J. Fox Theater in Burnaby in January. The auditions are on the 17th and 19th of September at the Lindbergh Academy for the Performing Arts, and you can go to alignentertainment.ca to get character breakdowns and the audition registration form. Naked Stage Readers Theater in Surrey is doing The Fighting Days by Wendy Lill. That's going to be happening the 12th to 19th at two venues, the Newton Cultural Center and Theatre in the Country in Langley. The play is set in Winnipeg from 1910 to 1917, and it focuses on the life and work of Francis Marion Bainan, a Manitoba journalist and political activist who meets Nellie McClung and becomes involved in the Canadian Votes for Women movement. It's a play about the polarities of public and private lives and issues of racism and pacifism. The Fighting Days deals with timeless moral concerns. They're casting two women, 18 to 30, one woman, 35 to 40, and one man, 35 to 40. The auditions are happening on October 2nd at the Newton Cultural Center, which is on 72nd Avenue. Naked Stage is a reader's theater, which means that actors present a play seated on stools with their scripts in hand. There's no blocking, no sets, no costumes, but it does require actors who can pull the audience into the experience. If you want more information, you can contact Kelly Thompson at kellyinva, that's K-E-L-L-Y-I-N-V-A @gmail.com. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
We'll be right back. to please ask for some listener participation. If you're riding on a bus listening to the song, let's do it together. All right. Give it to me one time. Give it to me two time. Give it to me three time. Give it to me four time.
That's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Music today was by The Circus in Flames, Sandra May Lux, Warless, Alex Little and the Suspicious Minds, The Deep Cove, Aisha Mack, Psy, China Syndrome, and Russian Tim and the Pavel Bures. Our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet, and listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also find us on player.fm, and remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Well, Audrey has moved, and you can now hear Too Dreamy on Mondays. But stick around. Keep listening to CITR today, because Bepi Crespin is still here at 2 o'clock. And, as he's always been since 1987, our very own star of the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
CM, the CIA, think I'm Queen Ansep. Hydra CM, the CM, the CIA, and the Scaclia, to lead Tim, who must we must deal. I've had this feeling once or twice. It's only when things are going right. I do every time. People said my luck would change, so please tell me why I feel the same. Oh, is my mind playing tricks on me? I've only got myself to blame. I think we agree. It's not a crime.
They want to be loved by robots.